There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the deal we got? I mean, the deal we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, away we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Halloween Friday. Glad to have you along. And remember, too, phone line and the text line, they're the same, 343-0106. 343-0106 gets you through, and we'll get on with those throughout the rest of the hour. All right, I mentioned as we went into the news, as we continue, and y'all, this is early, right? Well, political season's like, you think, well, we'll start talking to all these folks here come, you know, after Christmas and all that. That is not the case, as we've been talking to folks running for offices in 2026. And getting a lot of news, of course, is the Senate race here in Alabama. And next guest, he is from our area, but he is, well, let me just get him on. It's Kyle Sweetser running for U.S. Senate. Where are you now? You're not in Mobile, are you?
No, I'm coming back from Sheffield. Coming back from Sheffield, Alabama, basically the top of our state. We've got a long state, and that's something that you really realize when you're campaigning and you're really running on the ground here.
Yeah, it's a kind of a little different thing when you're running for a statewide, federal office. You get some windshield time.
Yep, absolutely. And being from Mobile, that time is quite a bit of time. Good amount of time to think, though, and talk to folks over the phone like this.
Okay, so let's talk about this. The cliched question is, how's the campaign going so far? So, I mean, you can answer that. But also, as you're out on the campaign trail and you gained a national and, of course, Alabama attention when you spoke at the Democrat National Convention, DNC Convention, you hearing about that? Are people asking you, about that talk you gave there? Is that part of, what brings people to meet you?
Yep. Some of it is, it running across the state too. People are excited for something different. A lot of folks feel this frustration that I felt for many years, just wanting some kind of change. They want to claw out of last place. They want to claw out of this position. Folks are tired, here of being, the butt of every joke. People are ready for real change here. And so, going across the state, talking to folks are excited for something different.
Okay. What what is that? How do you take that to Washington? I ask this, I don't know, you're Republicans, Democrats, everybody running for this office. How do you, here's the bigger ideas and the overarching, I get it. And then there's the nuts and bolts. How do you get that done? How do you go into a pretty exclusive club? I get 100 folks, but still, some of them have been there longer than Methuselah. Right. There's a system set in place. How does Kyle Sweetser show up from Alabama if you're elected as a Democrat and say, OK, I'm here, too. Y'all going to listen to me?
Well, my win will be a mandate because wanting to be a Democrat, winning the state of Alabama, a statewide election, an outright campaign here. I can only run to represent the state of Alabama as a Democrat. If you run as a Republican these days, then you're representing the national party. In the state here, everybody's ready for change. Everybody's ready to represent. Most folks understand it's time to represent the middle. The middle has been left behind, and I'm here for that. I'm here to represent those folks that nose to the grindstone are focused on their families, feeding their families, paying their bills, paying their mortgage, and the last thought that you have when you go to sleep, and the first thought that you have waking up is how can I do better for my kids? How can I do better for my family? How can we make it through the month? And that's a lot of people. And we've been sucked into social issues for far too long. It's time to go beyond that. It's time to represent the people of Alabama, and I'm here to represent that change. I'm here to be that change for folks.
Yeah, I want to get into some of those kind of planks or issues here, but you know, it's been a common thing over the last couple of decades that Alabama Democrats switched to the Republican Party. It is not as common that you have heard that somebody who was, and you were a Republican, right? And you switched to the Democrat.
Yep, that's correct. I was never involved in politics. I worked 7 days a week. I chased every job that I could get in construction, a construction background. I was really born into construction. And, you know, I pretty much woke up after I saw that to me, the Republican Party has really betrayed their voters. They betrayed folks like me here in Alabama. They just decided to do whatever it took to stay in power on a national level and not be attacked. And they left us behind. They took our vote for granted.
Okay. I mean, but how did, and I agree, but listen, both parties do that. They find certain states and certain groups and they take those votes for granted, right? I mean, you agree with that?
Yeah, okay. Well, absolutely. But in the state of Alabama specifically, you know, especially where I live, you've got, it's to the point now where we've got unopposed folks all across our state on the Republican, especially in my area, out in West Mobile, out in the mm-hmm. woods.
That's where I live.
State House 100, State Senate 34, unopposed Republicans. And, you know, we, for the sake of our state, for the sake of accountability, it's no longer an option to have just one party, really, statewide. We have to have a competitive system. We have to. It's what's best for the people.
All right. Now, in premise there, maybe not party politics, in premise, I agree with you completely. I'd even box myself in. I said, listen, if nobody stepped up, which they did, but if nobody was going to step up in the gubernatorial to run against Coach Tuberville, I would do it not on a political issue, just because I think the system needs challenge, you know, the iron sharpens iron kind of thing. So I think that it is worth talking about. I talk about that at a state level. I do want to come back, though, and the kind of Democrats, and I went through this on the flip side, so I'll give you the flip side. People would say, look at this Republican elected in, I don't know, it's Massachusetts or something like that. And they're like, they're not, you know, as conservative as we are in Alabama. I said, yeah, but for where they are, they're pretty conservative, and that Republican wins, you know, compared to the people they're running against. Here in Alabama, you're talking about the social issues, you're talking about all that. I got a friend who's one of the remaining old school Alabama Democrats, right? He, talking to him, he's like, he kind of has to hide in a bomb shelter when it comes to some of the things that come up on the social side for Democrats nationally. Those things don't track in Alabama, even though some of the other policies Democrats push do. How do you navigate that? Where are you on that?
Well, I'm where the people of Alabama are. Look, you know, this is how it is. The reality is that going to Washington, D.C., if I don't vote in a way that aligns with the folks here in Alabama as a whole, then I'm going to get voted out anyways. So we have to do things a little different here in the state of Alabama. I really want to focus on making sure that many of these issues that have been underserved issues, the underserved communities, the folks across our state, the regular folks across our state, the low-hanging fruit, I want to go after that, the stuff that everybody can agree on. I think, you know, everyone that's reasonable can agree that the executive office shouldn't have as much power as it has, whether, you know, it's a Democrat or a Republican that's in office. It's too much power. So I want to claw back some of that power. And that gives it back to the people. That gives it back to the Senate, to Congress. That gives it back to representation, where I actually have to take the concerns of my state to Washington, D.C., and we have to debate those things, just like tariffs, for instance, where we should be having this debate where your representation should be going to the state, should be going to their constituents and saying, hey, how is this going to affect you? How is this going to harm us? How is this going to help us? You know, it's easier to stay away from social issues when you can't pay for Thanksgiving dinner. And right now, that is where we are at. It is time to focus on the economic concerns of our state. It is time to focus on, as I said, real representation, bringing that back, rebuilding the Democratic Party in our state to a point where it's competitive. And we know what that means is that it needs to be something moderate in our state.
Yeah, but then you go, and I would agree that that would probably work in some enclaves in Alabama, but you go then to Washington. And you talk about, and I don't know when you said not being able to pay for Thanksgiving dinner, whether that's regular working folks or you're talking about the SNAP benefits and the shutdown. But, you know, we're looking at things that national points being scored. I mean, Democrats are holding off on signing the same CR they signed under Biden, and people are not getting SNAP benefits, right? I mean, so that's Democrats that are saying no.
Under Biden, the ACA tax credits weren't about to go away. And, you know, specifically in AL1, you know, down in Mobile County where mm-hmm. I'm in AL1, that's where I live.
Me too.
You know, we have one of the highest ACA rates in the nation. And me personally, you know, self-employed, family business, you know, I have ACA. Somebody didn't get insurance simply to save money with my wife in advance. You know, didn't have it for years, ended up getting diabetes to where I'm on type 1 insulin, type 2 insulin, and so I appreciate that. I'm not saying it's the best thing in the world, but we should not just outright cut it. That would absolutely devastate the people in Mobile County. It would devastate us. We have over 10% enrollment in both AL1 and AL2, and so from a point of representation, if somebody isn't coming out against this and fighting for those ACA tax credits, at least short term, then they're not representing the folks that live in AL1 and AL2.
So, Kyle, if you're just joining us, talking to Kyle Sweetser, Mobile guy. Now he's up at the north end of the state because he's running for the whole state, U.S. Senate. If you had already been elected, you were there, what would you do right now? Would you vote to reopen as it stands now, or would you continue this shutdown?
Yeah, I would have never let it got to that point. I do not agree with government shutdowns, period. I don't agree with them. But now we're to this point, and now it's a fight, and now it's a showdown. The reason why we get to these points is because you don't have folks like a competitive system here in Alabama where you would have to have a Democratic Party move to the middle and make some decisions that are going to be a little different in a couple areas. So what you're going to get with me being in the U.S. Senate, me representing the state of Alabama from the middle, is somebody that can move on a couple issues leading up to that point that you're not going to get from another area. So the only way that the Democratic Party, the only way that we can win here in the state of Alabama is by taking a middle stance.
Okay. The middle stance, and I, you know, we'll see if we get back to that. I don't know. You could talk about it at a state level, and I think there's some discussion at state level. I don't know that Washington ever goes back to that.
Well, it doesn't go back to that if we don't fight for it right now, right here in Alabama with the Democratic Party. This is the route to go for real representation. This is it.
All right, Kyle. People want to get more information about your campaign, catch up with you. How do they do that?
You can visit me at my website at kyleforalabama.com. You can also follow me across social media at Kyle for Alabama. That's KYLEFOR, and then, of course, Alabama. And I really appreciate the opportunity to come on y'all's show.
There you go. Kyle Sweetser, he is running for U.S. Senate Democrat and joining us here on Midday Mobile. We'll be right back.
When everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never...
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Try to catch up on these texts here. I don't know whether I tell you what. We'll do this. We'll catch up on texts from before. Then coming up after the news, then we'll get into the reaction to Kyle Sweetser, Mobile guy running for U.S. Senate Democrat, and what he had to say, because a lot of reaction from y'all. And you can keep it up at 343-0106, 343-0106. Terry, this is really, Terry, man, you killed it yesterday. Terry had gave us a whole poem, like in iambic pentameter. We're talking about the best chicken, when Kyle Hamrick and I were talking about the best chicken wing defense that was put out for Fat Tuesday Sports Bar. You know, the city council shut him down, and then his defense was they had the best chicken wings on earth, and that got my attention. But Terry came in today. This is pretty genius. So couples out there, guys, guys listen, girls, you can suggest this to the, you know, this could be a costume. Terry says a Halloween costume, go as a fox trapper. Now, I don't know if you have time to get this all together, but you get to be like the trapper. And then she can go as the fox, right? That's pretty strong. Terry, I like that. You are hitting on all cylinders, man. I don't know if it's not enough time to get that. Well, it might be. If you're creative, you can get that. If you had a grown-up's Halloween party to go to tonight, how about that? You go as a fox trapper, she can go as a fox. I like it. I like everything about that. And I'll leave it right there. Text from the mailman. It says, a snap program food stamps were to be temporary. They were to be used by those people who were living below the poverty level but trying to improve their situation in life. They were never meant to be the only means of living. Correct. And that, you know, that's the, and I agree, mailman, it was, I believe in the safety net. I believe in having that. And maybe it's because it's indoctrination. It's been my whole life. And obviously before it. But you, it like mailman just said there, it's not a lifestyle. It's a, crap. Something happened, and here's how we're going to help you get back on your feet. But you got to get on your feet eventually. The problem is, how do you go through that thing seriously and do like a real audit? Because that's, you know, what happens tomorrow with these benefits going away. There are going to be people that legitimately need those benefits are going to be hurt. And then they're going to be hurt just as much as the dirtbags are abusing it. That's what stinks. Rick, ask this question. Is it really true that there's no step too high for a high stepper? Rick, as the governor says, I mean, you got to go with what KIV says. No step too high. Nick says getting out with a basket of full of stolen groceries will be quite easy when there's hordes of people doing it. Oh, you think it's going to be like a mass thing? Like, what do they call those things? They all show up. I'm sure somebody will come up with something mob, something where everybody shows up at one time and grabs everything. Remember, they were doing it in New York and some places. But Nick goes on to say, also, if things don't get fixed, my prediction is the stores will be closed to foot traffic and switch to only online pickup shopping. I mean, that's a, it's quite an image for our country, isn't it? I mean, that's the, like we're going to be, remember watching this as a kid, right? And the transition and perestroika there and Russia and all that, and they're, look at the grocery stores, which aren't exactly still not like our grocery stores, but the empty food shelves and kind of the that look, don't you know our enemies will love that, right? I mean, they would love to have that imagery, you know, back in Mother Russia and say, like, look at here today on their, you know, on their state-run news. Look at the Americans today. The people are lined up and they're, you know, running out with food and we have them on the ropes, you know, even though you would know the truth of it, but enemies worldwide would absolutely use that. Let's see here. Okay, tell you what, we'll get to your sweets or questions here in just a second. I don't know how it can happen. So I've thought about it before. There have been a few Democrats in the state of Alabama that have run like at a state level, not for federal offices, that had no chance in the primary. And myself, as a conservative, looked at him and go, that's the one I would worry about, right? Somebody running in the state is a Democrat that is not signed on to the far left policies of the National Party. They don't make it through their primary process. Those Democrats don't make it through Democrat primaries, which I thought was of interest. At a national level, you're sure as heck not going to make it through, right? And get some moderate Democrat, make it into Washington, they're going to be accepted by the... No. Lots got to change before that would happen. All right, coming right back, more your text and calls, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 135 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Halloween. I do like that Fox Trapper combo. You go as the Fox Trapper. She can go as the fox, or ladies, you could suggest, or flip it around. It's 2025. Who am I to decide? Right now, a good time. He probably chagrined doing it and agreeing to it to check in with my buddy David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. And let's talk about inventory of financing you got on the lot.
We've got a great, of course, the Fed's dropped rates again, so rates are just continually getting better at the credit unions. Even it filters all the way down to the secondary, so if you've got credit that's questionable and you know it and you need some help, the rates are getting better even for that person. In bankruptcy, we can help you. Anything we need to do as far as that goes. And I don't know what you led in with some box trap or something like that, but I've got a panel van with a bucket truck panel van, which you don't see. They're rare, very rare. And I think I'm going to sell it because Jennifer's caught me in it twice. So, but it's a cool van. It's a one ton van. It's a Mediacom vehicle, and it's got the bucket on the back. So I think it's about a 30-foot boom on it if anybody's looking for anything like that. And it's real handy for trees. It's handy for, like I use it for putting flags up around the office, replacing lights on the lot, just different stuff. Something you can buy for under $20,000, and that's the deal.
I have no need for it, but I want it. All right, so tell us how to get there, how to find you.
The stuff we don't need is the best stuff to have.
It is, brother.
We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A. You can give us a call, 251-375-0068, or go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com.
Thank you, David.
Have a good weekend, buddy.
All right, you too. There goes David McCrary at LCM Motor Cars. All right, to the text line here. And by the way, too, I made a note. You hear the news update from Bill Riles there. I guess we don't – do we – what's the – there'll be somebody out there. I guess we don't have a mayor right now in the city of Mobile because, we won't this weekend. And today is, officially the last day of Mayor Stimson's term as – and then the – Spirit Chiriganis doesn't get, I think, sworn in until Monday. So, is it lawless Saturday and Sunday? Is that how it works? Is it the purge going on here? What? All right, to the text line here. Rock and roll doctor, does a Democrat plan to caucus with their Democrats? If so, that's a no. Let's see. Texture says, Kyle didn't answer the question. David in Foley said, tell this guy to go peddle his nonsense in Montgomery and Birmingham. This guy's not even close to the middle. Unnamed texter, who is, I think, no name, unnamed texter. That felt good to hear a person talk with wisdom in politics. Somebody who likes Kyle's message. Is he running his, yeah, he's a Democrat. He's running as a Democrat for the Senate. And listen, I would support there being somebody to run. I'm a nerd about that stuff. Even in Trump party politics, I think there needs to be a primary process. I just think it's good. And in the general, there ought to be a Democrat to really, there's got to be somebody there, right? Is there, and that's a question too, maybe it's a bigger question here, but is there room for any kind of centrist Democrat at a national level? And you could say whether this person, that person, maybe, of course, it what state they're coming from is important. If you could pull this off at a state level, I really have thought about this. It just really kind of an X's and O's thing. And the Democrat, it's not going to happen with the Democrats because of the control of the Reid control of the Democrat Party. Joe Reid's control of the Democrat Party in Alabama is not going to let it happen. But if you had a centrist Democrat running in Alabama, I'm not talking about for federal office. I think there's areas of the state that could have one win. Now you go to the next level. Is there room for you would think if any state would put, like, you know, the Doug Jones thing, and Doug, when he was senator, would come on the show with me. You know, he said the right things to sound centrist, but then he'd be in Washington, and he did not act centrist. And then since he's out of office, the things he said and the people he supported have not been centrist. Is there room for, you would think Alabama as a state, if they sent a Democrat to Washington, it would be more of a centrist Democrat. But I think the machine and the private, I've seen these, like I said, watching this, X's and O's stuff, seen these centrist Democrats in Alabama in the primary process, and they don't make it. They don't make it. Right, let's see. Supermom. What's up, Supermom? Said, food assistance was meant to be a bridge, not a permanent address. See, now you beat me. Like, mine was the safety net hammock. Now you've, maybe even better, was meant to be a bridge, not a permanent address. Also, the talk is of not of robbing the grocery store, but robbing the people carrying the groceries to their vehicle. Oh, lovely. Are Walmart and Aldi parking lots going to be turned into the OK Corral? Weird times. Yeah, we'll go back to the OK Corral. Just my side note, as I point out, we all know about the OK Corral. Three people dead in that shootout. That happens in cities all across America every day. It was big enough deal back then. In the wild, wild west, y'all, to become part of something we say, you know, like Supermom did, or I wouldn't, like, this turned into the OK Corral. OK Corral's got nothing on what happens in our cities. Don said, man, Sean, that van bucket truck would make an excellent, or make an awesome rolling hunting stand, wouldn't it? Yes, it would do that. It would be, I have no need for it, Don, but I was sitting there as David was talking about a bucket truck. It's like, the thing, I want it. I don't know exactly why I would do it, but it'd be, yeah, I do want it. Absolutely. Let's see, this from Pat said, let them all go snipe groceries. I'm going to go to the gaming section. Where's the gaming section? I don't know. You have to help me with that. Let them all go snipe groceries. I'm going to the gaming section. If we have game, like gambling, that's the thing too. The gaming, they have, you talk about like new speak, right? The way that new words, and listen, it is absolutely something that comes out of Montgomery. And like I've told y'all before, I'm actually, when I say I'm anti-gambling, I'm anti, because I don't gamble. But my problem has been I've fought against these plans that come through Montgomery because they're not free market. They're like, we're going to give this person, you know, this group, and this group rights to do it. And nobody else gets to do it. And they get to run it. And I mean, that's like it's a gambling utility. Like, you need competition to have pay out better whatever you pay out, Keno or whatever you pay out. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not the gambling guy. Or have better, you know, cover bands come play, you know, or more Alaskan cream, King Crab Legs or whatever for free. I don't know. So my problem has been with the lack of competition there. But Montgomery, not Washington, but Montgomery has made a habit now. Have you noticed they changed the word? And I say gambling. I don't say it like, gambling. It's just what it is. It's just an accurate term. Gaming, I think, is what the kids do on the computer. So when I hear gaming, that's what I think of. Okay. So Pat is on the same page. No, like Switches and Xbox stuff. Yeah, so that's what I consider gaming. But y'all listen to this. When this gets cranked back up, and by the way, Danny Sheridan is going to come on with me next week on the show. When we start ramping stuff up on the gambling talk again out of Montgomery, you'll hear the proposal for gaming. I'm like, what, y'all doing some regulation for Fortnite or something here? No, that's gaming. The other stuff is called gambling. You'd like it and not like it, but it's still gambling. Let's see, Michael, the great upside for SNAP being gone is the lines at Rouse's in Spring Hill will be cut by 75%. Think that many people are using SNAP benefits there? B-Dark says, food stamps were meant to help people in their times of need, not become full career for lazy takers. But how do you, and I 100% agree with all y'all saying that. This subject over the years in talk radio brings more conversation because I think people have so many anecdotes about, hey, I was in line. and I saw this person that had, you know, more stuff than me, nicer car, this and that, using SNAP benefits. And I think that sticks with people in a political debate that sometimes is, sometimes things out of Washington are esoteric, right? You don't have frontline knowledge. This one you do. It's anecdotal, but you have frontline knowledge. This is why also when I push so much, and you know I'm such a pusher for the state to cut its sales tax completely on groceries in the state, I've said that is how you help working poor. And often people say, well, they don't pay taxes on SNAP. I'm not talking about SNAP benefits. I'm talking about the family that's not on SNAP benefits. But that reduction in tax is a big deal for their grocery budget. That's the folks I want. Those are the people that are in a tough situation, but we're trying to help those people. I mean, if there's something that shouldn't be taxed, it should be food, right? It's not a luxury. We've reduced it some in the state, but not more. But those are I want to help those folks. The situation with SNAP benefits, how do you go through? This is a fair question. This would be a question for those that we elect and pay their salaries. Is how do you go through and make sure, how do you audit, right? Because we know there's waste, fraud, and abuse. We know there's dirtbags. There's people who should be working that are on it. But how do you do that and not have the people that most of us, not all of us on the text line, it's not uniform, but I'd say the majority of people text in, which is a small fragment of the audience, but I interact with y'all the most, that believe there should be some safety net. Somebody, they lose the job, they shut the factory down, they have a medical bill, they can't, they get in a situation where they don't have another option and they need to be able to feed themselves as a get their life back together and get out there and get a job. How do you separate the wheat from the chaff on that? It's from Daniel and Foley. Said, whoever that guy was you just had on, you're talking about Kyle Sweetser, who's a Democrat running for U.S. Said, did not mention anything other than Alabama voters want. He's a Doug Jones 2025, and that will not happen again. From Jay, yes, Rouse's in Spring Hill gets a tremendous amount of SNAP benefit users. It's a nice store, a nice part of town with Louisiana groceries, hot food bar, seafood, and good meat market. Oh, I've been there plenty. Dropped a lot of dollars at that place.
You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 152 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile, Halloween style. Check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Get any, you've got, usually, even when it's not Halloween, you'll have like zombie themed stuff. What, any kind of special Halloween items?
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, there's what they call Zombucks series that they started. And what that is, it's different animals, like roll coins with different animals, like the Chinese panda, like the Australian kookaburra, but they've zombified them to make them look like they're zombie animals.
Was the market asking for this? Was there a hue and cry for zombied animals?
Well, yeah, I think so, apparently. Okay. And then there's also like these silver sheets that you can get as well with like the different designs. We have some other spooky stuff. We even have silver pumpkins as well, like a 1 ounce pumpkin.
Oh, that's cool.
I'd have to dig them out somewhere, but we do have them.
Okay. Let's talk about those precious metals as well. I mean, it's been a heck of a story for the last year. What's happening today?
It's down a little bit, but I mean, silver's still staying up, but gold dropped a little bit, so it's not like a huge change, but it's still great. I would say still a great time to come in and sell some scrap or something if you have gold, broken jewelry or something like that, or need extra money for some Halloween candy. And by the way, I don't have any Halloween candy at the shop, but I have eye candy, like, jewelry.
I like what you did there. All right. So tell folks how to come find you.
Yes, sir. We're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile. We're just a block west of Little Flower Catholic School and Church.
Hey, thanks, Anna. All right, there goes Anna. And, yeah, it is Halloween. But the zombie thing, they do that all the time. I watch a zombie movie or something. I like the fast zombies, slows up. But Son and I were talking about this the other day. It's like, you know, some of those shows, like, I've seen, like, if they, like, the TV, like, the series, what was he talking about, Walking Dead or something, which I saw a couple episodes or a couple seasons of. Like I said, I just don't consume a lot of TV. But on the zombie thing, like, when they're actually having to get away from zombies and formulate plans and stuff like that, I find it interesting. But sometimes the shows then go, all right, the zombies are like a background. Now we're going to go, it's like General Hospital, but with zombies. That's when they lose me. When they've done enough of their zombie stunts. Like, I like the stuff like, oh, here are the zombies. These are fast zombies. These are slow zombies. Got to get away. Let's set up a fort. Let's do that kind of stuff. Okay, you got me. But then when it turns into, yeah, there's zombies, but there's a budding relationship between Tommy and Sarah. And this episode's, you know, then they lose me. I mean, I need zombies running at you and gunfire and all that kind of stuff. But I'm a simple man. All right, this unnamed texter, the news was just talking about the Porch Pirates. Oh, yeah, so was I earlier in the show. Said, one day when you're bored on YouTube, watch on YouTube people that made Porch Pirate bombs, some engineering guys, okay? I will look that up, texter, because that is something that the teenage boy and I can, you know, I'm always trying to find something that is appropriate, but not boring, right? Like, there's a lot of appropriate stuff, which, by the way, I mean, not just to plug my buddy, but the Ballad of Davy Crockett that Cameron Smith helped produce that we talk about, that's a good one. Like, it, I'll put it in some street parlance. It doesn't suck for adults, but it's a okay, you know, thing for the kids to be watching, right? Because sometimes they're like, well, this is acceptable content. And you're like, it's boring. The kids aren't going to watch this. But something like engineering bombs that, like, scare porch pirates, yeah, that'll work. Bucky Beaver said, I just signed up Diabetta Tail Gunner on the bridge trip. I don't know what that means, but all right. Michael, second great thing about no SNAP is my earned dollars won't be competing against my stolen tax dollars for the price of shrimp. Oh, where are those shrimp coming from? The foreign shrimp, or the, are they labeled that way? It is interesting to think about what it does to the economy. We're going to see that, Michael. You bring up, you know, a point. What is the real price of something, right? With SNAP, I mean, is it going to be similar? And I don't think this is going to last long. But is there something to be gleaned from it? The same way, we countless stories, like what a medical procedure or something cost through the insurance companies, right, and system, versus if you go pay for it, you know, with cash, what it costs. You know, that distortion in the marketplace would be interesting. The rock and roll doctor, we need to come up with another word or abbreviation than SNAP, because it certainly ain't easy paying for other folks' food via food stamps plus my own family's needs. Yep. That's what you're talking to April Marie about that. Like, could you get a system? I know there's fantasy stuff. Not going to happen. Wouldn't work. But, like, depending on your tax implication, you are given your, the way if you adopt a family or a child somewhere in a third world, right, that you get their information. And you get to, your money's going to them, but you'd be like, you call them up every Friday. Hey, did you go look for a job this week? You know, if there's somebody who can. Like, you know where your money, you know specifically where your money's going to. This texture says, I don't think they're going to keep it shut down much longer, but with SNAP not being there, you may get some good deals on meat. There you go. Good meat deals. Just in time for a weekend where we like to put some meat on the grill. All right. There you go. Solved all the problems. For now, we'll pick them back up on Monday. Paul Feinbaum has it from here on out. Also, check in FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors tomorrow morning. Mike Ward and myself starting at 7.